I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program I Love Islam. Before we go to our segments, let's see who we have in the studio today as well. On my right, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hassan bhai, how are you?
Good, alhamdulillah.
And on my left, we have Noman Raza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Noman Raza, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
As you can see, we have both Hassan and Noman Raza who are regular in the program in the studio today. Inshallah, today we're going to be talking about various different topics through our various different segments. But first, let's go to our quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
The question for today is, at what age did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce prophethood? So one of you repeat, what is the question for today?
At what age did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam announce prophethood?
So that is the quiz for today, inshallah. What do we think in the studio? Is it easy question or hard?
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. What about Noman?
I think I remember, but I don't know.
You think you remember, but you don't know?
I remember my uncle told me before, but now I probably forgot. I'm going to be thinking of it.
We'll give you till the end of the program to try and remember. Okay, inshallah, both of you will ask you at the end of the program. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to our first segment of today's I Love Islam program, and that is My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Today's topic, both of you are not aware what the topic is.
I think I know.
Okay, you think you know. Come on, let's see who gets it first, what the topic is.
Is it about Milad?
It's about Milad. So what about Milad?
What you do in Milad?
What you do in Milad? Part of that we're going to discuss in this segment. Dear children and viewers of Madani Channel, we celebrate our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth in various different ways. And one of those ways is by putting lights up in our houses, in our windows, inside our homes. So people, they can see that this is a house where the people in that house, they are those who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They celebrate Milad. And it's a great way to celebrate the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by decorating our homes with lights. Whenever somebody walks past your house, they will see that light, won't they?
Yeah, and they
will know that the people in that house celebrate Milad.
You know, my house, the inside. So we put lights up and we put banners up, but like, We did it upstairs, but we didn't do it downstairs. So we just do it downstairs. Now.
That's your next target, to do downstairs as well.
Yeah,
in the front room,
because we're gonna have our mosque and art competition, a speech competition. So
okay,
like we're gonna put the lights up.
Inshallah. Is that why you were selling the Milad lights, so that more people put Milad lights in their homes?
Yeah, and decorating them.
Subhanallah. You know, when you see other people with lights on,
Yeah.
What's the first thing that you think?
They love the Prophet.
They love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're celebrating the Milad as well. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's exactly like that. You know, when we see, walk around the streets or we're going somewhere and we see houses with those lights on in the houses, in the windows, the first thing that comes to a person's mind is that this is a house where the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being celebrated. And especially for the parents who are watching, this is extremely important that we do this and we make sure our children know that we are doing this so that they know where they belong. They belong with those people who celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, especially the parents, if you haven't decorated your homes so far, please try to do this as soon as you can so that it encourages your children as well that we are those who decorate our homes. We are those who express happiness at the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for those children who are watching, if you don't see any lights in your home, why don't you ask your parents that, come on, the Muslims are all celebrating. We should celebrate as well. Let's decorate our homes as well. So inshallah, all of you make an intention that if you haven't done so already, decorate your homes. Before we carry on, shall we both of you, do you want to read a nat each? Then we'll carry on talking about how else we can celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah? Who wants to go first? You were first in the last one. Didn't you, Noman?
I don't know.
I think you did, so Hassan, you go first.
Okay. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa salam alayka ya
Subhanallah, mashaAllah. May Allah make you a practicing scholar when you grow up. May Allah Almighty give you the ability to continue reciting the Naat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout your entire life, inshaAllah. So now, Noman Raza, it's your turn to recite a Naat of the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah akhat me rusul makki madani ko Madani
sun tere siwa noore mujhe sun tere siwa mehboob khuda ka koi nahi walla koi nahi hai khatam rusul
Subhanallah, mashallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have Milad gatherings in Masajid which are brilliant. But to have Milad gatherings at home is extra special. And do you know why? Again, for the parents who are watching, it instills that love for Milad in the hearts of our children. That they see in our house, Milad is celebrated. And when they grow up, they'll be excited about Milad. That this is where we belong. So if you haven't done so already, try to organize one at home. Reach out to the local Dawud Salami brothers and they will inshallah come to your home and try to do this Milad Mehfil Ijtima for you as well. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I wanted to move on to how we can all celebrate the blessed birth, how we can all celebrate the Milad of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to try and come up with different ideas of the things that we can do. And we should on a daily basis recite a certain amount of durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I want you to give a target to all the children watching, how much durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we should read in a day. So it's your floor, you give the target. What target do you want to give?
1,000.
Okay, there we go, dear viewers of Madani Channel. All the kids watching, Noman Raza has given us a target of 1,000 durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day. Is it 1,000 a day for Rabiul Awwal or 1,000 a day for the rest of our lives?
1,000 a day for the rest of our lives.
So his target is 1,000 durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the rest of our lives. So whoever's watching and you make that intention, and remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is reported in a blessed hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that whoever recites durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah. So make this intention to recite durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis at least 1,000 times. While you're walking to school or walking back, while you're doing other things and your tongue is free, that you can recite durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and it'll be easier for you to get to 1,000. One way of celebrating Milad is
reading
durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I want you to go one each. Okay. Let's see how many different ways we can think of to celebrate the blessed milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed birth. How can we celebrate? So you gave Durood-e Pak, Noman. Which one do you want to give?
Still keep light on, even though it's not milad.
Read about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like his seerah.
Read about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I think he's really giving charity to the poor.
So let's focus on the seerah one first. Why should we read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to celebrate his birth?
Because you would like, if you're celebrating like the birth of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, you want to read about his like characteristics and like how he was and like stories about him. You would get like interested in it.
Subhanallah. So the more you read about him, the more you know about him.
The more love you like.
And the more you know him, the more you will love him. Now, the more you know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are we following these people? Because we think they're good and we like them, isn't it? So the more you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can follow him. So if you know how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks, then you can walk in that same way. But if you don't know, then you can't do
it. With the intention of like gaining sawab from the sunnah of the Holy.
So when you copy other people, you won't get reward. But if you copy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will get reward and you'll be doing something good as well. So that's good. Learning about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should know when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. We should know how many years he lived in Makkah. How many years he lived in Medina.
Like the history about
the history of the full life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What miracles did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Do you know any one miracle?
Yes.
Well, let's do one miracle
each.
Just one miracle each, then we carry on.
Okay, split the moon.
Subhanallah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam split the moon in half.
With his finger. Isra and Miraj.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the blessed night journey, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa and then in this past the seven heavens and saw Allah, Allah Almighty.
Increasing food and water.
Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased food and water and for his blessed companion. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And when he went up to Allah, Allah gave him some gifts. And one of the gifts were namaz.
Subhanallah. One of the gifts the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received on the night of Mi'raj was the five daily prayers. Oh, my dear viewers of Madani channel, look how easily they recited some of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How are we able to mention the names or the mention the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do we know them? How do we learn them? We learn them through the advice that Hassan gave to us. Learn the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear children, my dear viewers, when you learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see the entire life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a miracle and has many, many miracles. And the more you learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you will fall in love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, when we learn about these miracles, it increases our love, doesn't it? So whenever we learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no doubt it will increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's another way to celebrate the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by learning his seerah. How else? I want two more and then we'll move on to the next segment, inshallah.
If you learn the meaning of namaz, most of it is praising the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi.
You should try to learn the translation of the namaz so that you can understand what you're reading in namaz. And that's a beautiful point, that one of the best ways to celebrate the milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to do the things that he told us to do. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us to read five times namaz a day. So that's one of the things we should do, that to celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our lives we should never miss our namaz. We should read all five daily namaz every single day of our lives. And let's all make that intention, especially here, that, and the viewers watching at home, that for our entire lives, every single day, we will try our best to read every single namaz with jamaat. We will read all our daily namaz. Those things which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do, like fasting in the month of Ramadan, like giving in charity, like going for Hajj, We will do all of them to celebrate the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those things which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to stay away from, like listening to music, wasting time, drinking alcohol, and doing all these other bad things, we will never do this in our lives to celebrate the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And dear viewers of Madni Channel, remember at the start of this segment, we mentioned that one of the ways to celebrate the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to decorate your homes, put lights up at home, put flags up at home, to attend gatherings where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth has been celebrated. Now, just before we move on to our next segment, one final point I want to mention in this segment. Remember, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not just one day a year. It's not just on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It's not just in one month in the year. It's not just in Rabiul Awwal. Celebrating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birthday, his blessed birth, is when every single day of our lives, from now until the moment that we pass away, every single moment of our lives, every single second should be spent in the celebration of the birth of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty truly allow us to honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to truly praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best that we can, and to celebrate his blessed birth in the best possible way. Ameen bi jahin nabiy al ameen. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to go to our next segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
In this segment, dear viewers of Madni Channel, we talk about a blessed personality of Islamic history. We talk about an individual who we can take many, many lessons from. And inshallahul kareem, today we have a special personality. Let's go to the screen, dear viewers, and see which blessed companion we will be talking about. Sayyiduna Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Have you heard of this companion before?
I've heard of Hassan.
Sayyiduna Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is a very, very blessed companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed. That's why we say, Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati. And this blessed companion, he was a very, very special companion. This companion, Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is known as the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
You know the way today we have people who read knots, like you two read knots earlier. We have people who read nasheeds. Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to read knots. So reading knots is not something new. The companions, those people who are promised paradise, because we learned, didn't we? Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati. Every companion will go to paradise. Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he will also go to paradise without doubt. He, in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to read knots. You know what reward he got? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a special minbar made for Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Masjid Nabawi, in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's own masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a minbar built for him, a pulpit, so that Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he can stand there and defend Islam. You know, through his poetry, his naats, he used to defend the honor of Islam. He used to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Other people used to come to like attack the Prophet.
So sometimes the bad people, the non-Muslims in Makkah and there, they used to do poetry insulting Islam, insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to reply to them by praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed, Allah Almighty will continue to aid Hassan by means of the sanctified spirit Ruhul Qudus for as long as he defends Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about the great poet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think it's only fair that in this segment, we listen to a few naats of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Noman Raza, you go first. Let's hear a naat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka
ya Habiballah
ya Rabbi Sue Madina. Mastana banke jaao shame do jahan ka parwana banke jaao ya rab sue Madina ya rab sue Madina mastana banke jaao unke siwa kisi ki dil mein na arzu ho unke siwa kisi ki dil mein na arzu ho is shaan is ada ka is shaan is ada ka begana ban ke jaau ya rab sue Madina Madina mastana banke jaun alam ki arzu ka afsana banke jaun aur apni hasr tu ka nazrana banke jaun.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah Almighty call you to Medina very quickly, inshaAllah. Hassan Raza, do you want to recite anything?
Okay, yeah.
Come on then.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa salam alayka ya Habiballah. Tera khama mein tere ki dawa ya Rasulallah. Tera khama mein tere Rasulullah tera milad main yun na manaya ya Rasulullah Halima kulli nu vekhe kadi sarkaar nu vekhe Halima kulli nu vekhe kadi sarkaar nu vekhe main keri sej tere lai sajaya ya Rasulullah main keri sej tere lai sajaya ya Rasulullah tera milad main kyun na manaya ya Rasulullah sarkar ki aamad marhaba dildar ki aamad marhaba makki ki aamad marhaba madani ki aamad marhaba sab jhoom ke bolo marhaba yasin ki aamad marhaba taha ki aamad marhaba sab zor se bolo marhaba sab uncha bolo marhaba tera milad main kyun na manaya ya Rasulullah main kuch bhi nahi main kuch bhi nahi 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 main kuch bhi nahi jo tere naal meri koi nisbat nahi main sab ko jahan jo main tera sadawa ya Rasulullah main sab ko jahan jo main tera sadawa ya Rasulullah tera milad main kyun na manawa ya Rasulullah sarkar ki aamad marhaba dildar ki aamad marhaba makki ki aamad marhaba madani ki aamad marhaba yasin ki aamad marhaba taha ki aamad marhaba sab jhoom ke bolo marhaba sab zor se bolo marhaba sab uncha bolo marhaba huzur ki aamad marhaba tera milad main kyun na manaya
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, that was beautiful. May Allah allow you to continue praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam through the blessings of Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, dear viewers, it's time to move on. Our next segment is Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Now, in this segment, the topic is
fasting on Mondays.
Fasting on Mondays. So, fasting on Mondays is one of the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, earlier on, we were talking in our first segment, My Islam. We were talking about different ways of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Fasting on Mondays.
And we talked about following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah is
to fast on Monday. It's because he was like, his birthday is like such a special occasion. Every Monday he used to fast.
Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on a Monday. So in one way, to celebrate his own birth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fasted
on a Monday.
On a Monday. So you gave a target to people before about 1,000 durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, Hassan, I want you to give a challenge to all the children about fasting on Mondays. Should they fast every week, once in a month?
Our challenge is, as the lovers of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we fast every Monday of the holidays to celebrate the birth of Allah.
Inshallah, dear viewers, make this intention that to celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will follow his sunnah, and this sunnah in particular, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on Mondays. May Allah Almighty give us true love for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make us living examples of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and allow us to follow as many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it's time to move on to our final segment of today's program. The segment is harmful habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
So the topic for today's segment is
wasting
food. Yes, the topic is wasting food, and it's something, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, which we do a lot of it, that we waste so much food. And come on, let's think of examples of how we waste food. Because people don't like food, they waste it. So they spill it on the floor, or they don't have it because they don't like it. That's one example of when we waste food. So sometimes children have already eaten, but then they see somebody else with some nice food and they want that food as well. But then when it comes, because they've already eaten, they don't have it and they just waste it. When you don't like food, you waste that food. So, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, it's obvious to us. We see it everywhere. Children, adults, everyone. We waste a lot of food. Sometimes we put so much in our plate that we can't eat it, then we throw it away. Sometimes we make too much that everybody who's there, we can't eat, and we throw it away. When we're eating at home, or even if we're eating out somewhere, when we're filling our own plate, from the rest of the food into our own plate, only put that amount which you know you will finish. And then if you finish that and you're still hungry, then from the other food you can put more into your plate. Instead of putting so much into your own plate that then after that nobody will eat it, or then it goes to waste. Food is a blessing
from
Allah Almighty. And by throwing away food, by wasting it, it's like we're not thankful to Allah Almighty.
Like anything could happen.
And anything could happen. That blessing of food, because you're not thankful, because you're wasting it, it could get taken away from us at some point. Other places, the poor people, they're looking for food. They're trying to find food. They don't have any food. But we because we have so much, we're just wasting it. Now, when them people, they look at us, look how bad they are. They got so much food.
And they're wasting it.
And they're wasting it. We're starving. Mm. We want even a little bit of food.
Yeah.
But we haven't got it. But now they've got it and they're wasting it. Yeah. How will they feel?
They feel really sad. Like the floods in Pakistan.
Floods in Pakistan.
You don't know it was coming. Like I'm sure like people would have been happy living.
Yeah, the day before they wouldn't have known it's coming. Yeah. They would have had loads of food.
Yeah,
and like, then because the of farmers, a flood, they've got nothing.
They would have, and now they've got nothing.
So we should always be thankful to Allah Almighty for the food that we have.
Yeah.
And by the way we are thankful to Allah Almighty is by not wasting our food. So dear viewers, let's make this a habit. Let's make it an intention that we will be thankful to Allah Almighty and not waste our food.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, we've run out of time. We're at the end of today's episode. Before we finish the episode, let's go to the screen and see the answer for the quiz of the day. As you can see on the screen, the answer is
40.
40. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood at the age of 40. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we're out of time for today's episode. We will be back, inshallah, at the same time with another episode. Okay. I love
Islam!
I love
Islam!
I love
Islam!
I love Islam! I love Islam! I love Islam!